Snakes alive. Have you ever wondered why the international symbol of medicine is a snake curled around a staff? Its origins can be traced back to Asclepius, the Greek god of healing. Different explanations are circulated throughout history, but are you aware of how it fits into Israel's history? It's just a short passage about our ancestors doing what seems to come naturally, complaining again. Why did you bring us out of Egypt? To die in the desert? There's no real food, there's no water, and we're sick of this miserable stuff we're eating. Numbers 21:5. I can picture them stomping their feet, crossing their arms in defiance, looking up toward Moses with their heads down, eyes rolled up, snarling at him like my 7-year-old grandson who thought he could refuse to do his homework. It took me a bit of time to get him to change his posture toward me. I was trying to be kind and gentle. The Israelites may have thought they could plant themselves in defiance and get their way again. However, I can't picture even one of them continuing to hold their bold stance when the Lord responded. Adonai, the Lord, sent poisonous snakes among the people, and many of Israel's people died. The people came to Moses, and said, "We have sinned by speaking against Adonai and against you. Pray to Adonai that he rid us of these snakes." Numbers 21:6 and 7. As he always did, Moses begged God to forgive his people. The Lord said, "Make a poisonous snake and put it on a pole. When anyone who has been bitten sees it, he will live." Numbers 21:9. When your heart looks upon the pole that held Jesus, and you consider the circumstances that put him there, you will find the cure to evil that has bitten you, the secret to eternal life. What are you looking at today? Gaze upon the cure and live.